Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers.
How you doing this evening, Tricky Ricky? Tricky Ricky. All right, seeing we lost Tricky Ricky. How everybody doing this evening? Anybody have anything they would like to say? If you would, press the one button for me.
Hello?
Tricky Ricky.
Yeah, I was having some complications there for a minute.
All right, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. Dealing with a couple complications, but I'll be all right.
All right.
Are we set to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, good evening, race fans. Want to report a little bit of information for those who did not attend or don't know of. Mr. Herman Shelton passed today. Passed July 4th, and his funeral was today. Very, very touching to be there and have to deal with that, but he's a good friend and will be very well missed. Also, to touch bases with, if everybody know the guy CJ, that be with Big George. He had a couple of deaths back-to-back his family, so wanted to give him a little reflection of pain that he got to deal with right now. Other than that, it's really been a tough situation for me personally this week, but we're going to battle through it. That's pretty much about it for me. I'm kind of doing like 700 things at one time. Nick, what y'all had going on in Macon this weekend?
We had a bike event scheduled for this weekend, and as soon as the ambulance pulled into the track, the bottom fell out, and so we ended up having to cancel that event and reschedule it for a later date. Lately, the rain is not too much of anything down here.
Okay. Hold on, excuse me one second. Let me check the part number on this. That's right, John. We didn't have too much going on up here in Maryland. We got some pretty big stuff coming up. We're gonna touch on the subject of the stuff that happened at Dinwiddie Friday night when I rolled down there. No, I'm saying, can you look this up and see what it's
for?
Yeah. You can't do that? All right. We'll see what. Talk about that. Excuse me, y'all. Trying to get some stuff for the race car. And talk about we got an upcoming event at Capital Raceway of 10,500 to win Outlaw 10-5 race. We got the event at Colonial Beach this Saturday, and that should be very interesting. I'm set to run Kenny Beecham there Saturday, excuse me, if the rain holds off. And that's about it. So I'd like to go to the phone line quite early today and see what the people got to say. I had quite a few calls and text messages and Facebook messages wanting to talk about this event that happened down Virginia Motorsports Park last Friday.
All right. Well, let's go to the first caller. 804-4629. Your mic is open.
Yeah, it's running, Bell. I just sitting around listening.
How you doing this evening, running, Bell?
Doing all right. Just got finished switching the headers up on my car.
Okay. Now, I understand when I pulled in the track down there Friday, you and Styles were in the water box. I didn't see the race. Don't know what the outcome was. So, could you enlighten us on that?
With your brother, you gave me the back tire, like you said it was, and I doubted his eyes, like I said.
You said he gave you the back tire?
Yeah, he gave me the back tire, just like you said it was.
Okay.
And I did my thing, and like I told him, I was going to dot the I's and set the lips and send him on back to Maryland. That's like what we did. And him and what's my man name with the Camaro? He was on last week talking, and got him a race. He would race my brother. They raced head up, and my brother dotted his eyes, pulled his lip up, and sent him on. He knocked all the cones over in the 8th mile, but you know we put him back.
What's guy from Maryland?
Yeah, Big George.
Oh, okay, Big George, okay. Yeah, well, from what I understand, that was like a sneak race, because they, I ain't gonna say sneak. Let me take that back. That was a good stip race, I guess, because they said Big George was not aware of the car having wheelie bars on. They just said it was a drag radio car.
Well, when Big George got there, he didn't want to run the car, and that because it had wheelie bars and a parachute. Well, there was another Nova sitting beside him that we had out there. Big George didn't want to run him because it had a wheelie bar. We put George on some more boys with a small tire Mustang. Big George didn't want to run them. Then next thing I know, Big George wanted to run Nova. Right, okay, well, he ran my brother. And they got it on, you know, because I don't think Big George wanted to come down there and didn't run nobody. You know, and because we had people there for him. I think he was kind of skeptical just because it had wheelie bars and parachute, but it was a radio tire car, and Big George had
parts on the car. Part of the stipulation was it was supposed to be a stock suspension, right?
It is stock suspension.
Right, so that's why I said it was a good stip race, because it was never said that the car could not have wheelie bars.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's see if we got Big George on the line so we can get his side of the story. Mickey, see 202-7381.
No, sir. Big George is not on the lines right now.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
I have some other calls to hand, though.
Okay. All right, running back, hold fast. We're going to see if we can get Big George and we're going to finish talking about this ordeal now in Virginia.
Okay.
All right. Next caller.
804-3956. Your mic is open.
What's up, my brother?
What's up, Mr. MD? Brother from another mother. Fastest man in the V8.
Not by far. What's going on, man? Tell me something good, bro.
Not too much, man. Trying to Get this Camaro hyped up for Saturday and Kenny Beecham down at the beach. That's about it.
I heard that, man. I'm just glad it's cooled down a little bit, bro. Real.
Yeah, it's been real hot. So if it stay like this by Saturday, we should be real good.
Oh yeah, no question, man. No question. But you know, as always, I'm called in to support you, bro. And you know, if you need me, I'm just cool, you know. I was going to lay back, put my phone on mute, and, you know.
Put it on mute, okay.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
Yeah, I'm sure I will need you here shortly if we get these contenders on the phone, see if we can get JC and the sniper on here, since we have not been able to get this race locked in with sniper being the DP, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, so that never happened.
Not as of yet. No, it has not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, that's what's up, man. I'm just going to throw my phone on mute, and, you know, if you need me, man, just, you know, just holler.
Okay, will do.
All right. Thanks for all the mix.
Great. 301-3406. Your mic is open.
Hello, caller.
301-3406. Your mic is open.
Oh, is it me?
Yes, you.
Hello?
What's up, bro?
Okay, great, great. I'm sorry. My name is Stokey, Stokey Jackson, and I'm calling in tonight. The try to invite all you grudge racers to a big day that we have it down in Macon, Georgia. I don't know if y'all heard of Twiggs County Dragway, but
yeah.
what we doing is that Saturday, the 21st, at the VFW, I rented that spot. We're going to have, want you guys to bring your cars out, race cars and stuff, show cars. Want to show the kids down there, man, and what a real race car look like. Want to show them what they sound like. You can touch them, get close to them. We having a all-you-can-eat and drink from 9 to 2 o'clock, from 9 to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And, we're going to be trying to book races. We're going to be booking races. We're going to have a DJ there with a mic. We're going to have open mic. If you see somebody there that you think you can beat or that you want to try, you know what I'm saying, call them out. We're going to put that in the book. We're gonna let a little show up money down, and then that Sunday the 22nd, we all gonna meet down at Twiggs County Dragway, Paper Mile. I think they're gonna be running the Pro Tree. It's kind of whatever we decide to do. You see somebody you want to try, you know, you can get it up there. Some of the boys gonna be coming from South Carolina. I'm calling from Maryland, but I'm originally from Georgia. My home track is Buds Creek. I live in Waldorf. So.
Okay.
I'm leaving here that Thursday, on the 19th. We're gonna eat, drink, do it all right. That Saturday, and from that point on, we're gonna book some races and we're gonna be there on the 22nd. So you guys are all invited. We got some boys coming up from Florida. A lot of guys come from everywhere. We advertising this thing on our Quarter Mile Brothers, and it should be advertised on the Twiggs County website. We've been pushing it out. I've been pumping it now for like 2.5 months, trying to get the guys down there a chance to get their cars together. You know, I ain't been back to Macon, Georgia with my car in 10 years. So this is something that we're going to try to help Twiggs County. It's a black-owned track down there. Rico, I don't know if you guys are aware of Rico, real good brother. He's running the track down there. I mean, I'm trying to help them guys. So you guys are coming to help me start kicking this thing off.
Yeah, well, I guess you are aware that, you know, Nick has something to do with Macon National Dragway, along with Jerry Barnes and the entire staff at Grudge Inc.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe that's somebody else. Whoever that is in the background talking, if you can, just mute your phone so we don't have your conversation. But,
Mike.
Yeah, Stokey, I appreciate you coming on and, you know, spreading the word about the show down there. We definitely do anything we can to support Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. and Macon National Dragway. If you don't mind me asking, what kind of car do you have?
Yeah, I got a 71 Buick. You guys might see it at the track, 71 Buick. We run the Chevy motor, 496 cubic inches. That's it. You know, that's it. So we gonna stay in our class. But anybody who look like us, we will try.
Is this a Skylark?
Yeah, it's a Stage 1 Grand Sport. Yeah, you know, the Skylarks came with the 350s, the GSs came with the 455s, so this is the original GS Stage 1, car. I drove it to high school.
Okay, is it, how is it set up? The stock suspension, back half, what?
It's a fat tire car, back half car.
Is this car that's flying black?
No, it's not. It's like an orange. It's a orange crush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be something I've seen before, but no, I have.
Yeah. So, I mean, mostly it's a bracket racing car. Mostly it's a bracket racing car, but I know my old boys down in Twiggs County, they grew us race. so I know when I come down, when I come to Rome, I got to do as the Romans do.
I appreciate you coming on and spreading that word. We can definitely help push it. I wish you could have got on a few weeks earlier so we could kept pushing it for you. But better late than never.
Right. It's been close, but yeah, we still got a week out. So
taking anybody to hold one line. That's cool. Sophie, if you can, just stay with us, man, and just mute your phone and check out the show. And we're going to take a couple more callers.
Okay.
But I appreciate it if you stay on with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate you. Next call to Mick.
All right, I think it's Big George. 202-7381, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What's up, George?
Hey, now, I got on kind of late, man. I've been taking care of a couple of things. What's up, Big? Right here, I got a call that they talk about me complaining about Willie Ball's parachute. I mean, how can I complain?
George, before you get into that, could you shed a little light on CJ's situation?
Oh yeah, CJ's grandmother, he passed, but he's holding on pretty good. I don't know, they haven't made arrangements yet, but I will definitely let you know. He had a little tragic moment about a month ago with his sister, but he's holding on pretty good to be a young kid. I call him my grandson, love him as my grandson and my own, but he holding on real good. He went to Shelton's wake with me, but he couldn't go in, so he stayed outside. But he's holding on pretty good, Rick.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a lot of faces, a lot of well-known faces at Shelton's service.
It was beautiful, like, man. A lot of guys that I came up with your father, you know, back on V Street, back in the 60s and the 70s, man. You know, these guys, I was so impressed the way they pulled with Shelton. Shelton was a good dude. I remember Shelton came up here in 76. And, I mean, he tickled me because he was always quiet. You know what I'm saying? He never really, you know, got into it. He blended with the racing, but he was quiet. But, like, beginning of this year, man, he was, like, wanting to grow his way because, you know, everybody wanted to see him and Gary Dyke win. You know, that would have been a beautiful race. I would have never seen it, you know, circumstances, man. But, you know, he was talking more, and I talked to his wife a little bit today, too, and he was really trying to get, I mean, the grudge thing is really spreading real fast. I mean, a lot of people just want to, you know, be a part of it. I mean, grudge racing is real fun. Bracket racing is all right. I mean, you know, I watch you come up a lot, bracket racing, and when you first bought your car, I mean, I was impressed with it. And you really made a... Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so, I mean, the funeral was nice, man. They took him out real nice, man. I liked it. Man, guys, all the guys pulled together. I mean, guys I ain't seen in 20 some years, man. They was there.
Yes, they were. All right, so now, if you can address this situation with the accusations, Mr. Running Bear said you didn't want to run a specific car that he was offering you races with.
I mean, with somebody even forming me mouth to say that I want anybody. But I mean, you know, first of all, the race was supposed to be a nasty voice, and Hello?
Yeah, is that running bed? That's you. If you can't mute your phone, you got too much background noise.
I don't know. Is it me?
Somebody talking. No, not now.
Okay, well, it ain't me then. Yeah.
Okay, what's up, running bed? What's up, running
bed? Ain't nothing happening, man. Just sitting around, fiddling around with this car.
Yeah, okay. Now, I mean, you know, the race was supposed to have been with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't making no excuses. I mean, how can I make excuses if I still ran the guy? I mean, you know, come on, man.
Big George, give me a minute, man. Give me a minute, Big George.
Okay, I got you.
You wanted to run a NASA board. Okay. You wanted to run the power board with the black Camaro. But I told you they were broke, right?
Right, but you tell me that a day before the race, and then you say you had somebody that set like that. That's what
Big
you said.
Big George, listen to what I'm telling you. Big George, listen to what I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
The boy that you raised is my brother. He is a nasty boy. Okay.
And your
the boy that you wanted to race, which was the power boy with the black Camaro, they got wheel balls and parachute on their car, too.
Don't know, make no difference. None of y'all impress me right now. I just know what I got to do. None of y'all impress. None of y'all down there impress me as far as girls races. But I'll run any of y'all. I mean, you know, I'm not no big spender, but, man, I don't worry about y'all any kind of way. I mean, but you just say you want to talk about optics. But we brought guys down with us, and y'all got to talk about they got a bigger motor, they got bigger tires. I got a man I brought down that don't even grudge race, and he tried to be a part of it. And he went so far as said, man, he don't need the grace. He can flip quarters for that money. So, I mean, you know, y'all stuck fingers in.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking about?
The guy with your brother with that Nova.
You talking about the boy with the Nova?
Huh?
Who are you talking about?
Your brother with that, no, you said that's your brother, right? With the Nova, right?
With the gray Nova, yeah.
Okay, we bought a Nova down there, a little big tie car, a half car, no Willie Bond.
You talking about that powder blue, like a 6 or something Nova?
Yeah.
I ain't see him step up to the plate and ask nobody to race.
Like, yes, he did. He asked your brother 3-4 times. He said, no. Your brother came over there and shook the car down, and he said, no, I can't run him because he looked like he's faster than me. That's what he said on his mouth.
Well, why did he come over to me there? I ran it.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Man, we went to 4. We had another blue Camaro down there. Tried to get a race.
And we put the black car on him, too.
Man, y'all probably put a chassis car, the one that ran Styles. That's the only car we run him, the one that ran Styles.
Well, what are you expecting to do?
Guess what? Hey, running back, guess what? It don't even make a difference, because I still ran your brother. I still ran him.
Yeah, you did. You threw all the cones down we had over. We put them back, though.
Huh?
You threw all the cones down in the track, and we put them back, though.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll make a trip back down there to run that same car again.
Come on, then.
Okay, you got it.
We're looking at you on TV now. But come on. Come on back down here with that Camaro.
I tell you what. It was my same Camaro. I tell you what. We're having a show up here. What is it, next month, Rick?
The 29th.
When is the next show we having up here? When is the next show period? When is another show? When is another show period?
Saturday at the beach.
No, I ain't running
that. The race at Capitol is the 29th.
I'll be in Richmond next Friday night. The OSBA ladies night in Richmond.
Okay, I'll call you Thursday and I'll let you know. I'll run that same Nova again.
Hey, well, let me ask you this: is there a problem with the Virginia guys coming up here? Now, I'm only asked this question because I don't know per se if you have already been up in this area, running bail or not. But I was at
MRI a few weeks ago.
Okay,
I've been to Broad Creek, I've been to the beach, and I come up there. I don't come as often as I used to, but yeah, I go different places.
Oh, okay.
Can you come up on a Friday night? Can you come up on a Friday night, Calvin?
If it's worth my while, yeah.
Okay, well, what do you mean with it worth my while? Does it have to be talked over the phone or private conversation?
I mean, if I got somebody who wants to race, and it's already locked in, then I'll come. But if it ain't locked in, I'm not coming.
Okay, but running bad. Come on, man. I stood my ground. I ran y'all anyway. So if I say I want to run you, I'm going to run you. That's no problem.
Okay, you want to run the same note.
Right now, let me explain something to you. Right now, I'm not calling a race for nobody else but me. So when I call a race, it's my car and my money. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing right here. That blue car, that gray car that you ran, belongs to my brother. Okay, my car, I would take my car anywhere when I want to. I can't speak
okay,
for him right at
okay,
this moment.
How you sit? How do you
Who
sit?
Is this? Who is
this? Big George. How do your car sit?
Big George, you remember when you drove up with your car? That blue and white Camaro that was sitting beside you?
What year was it?
94.
Oh, the one that ran Styles?
Yeah. That's how I sit.
Okay.
You don't want none of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here you go. I tell you what we do. That same car, I got another Camaro. I got a back half 68 Camaro. Just let me leave, and I'll run you.
Say that again.
Listen. I got a 68 Camaro. I got 1432s on it. With it on parachute. It's just a back half car. Let me leave, and I'll run y'all. We can line it up.
Big block or small block?
Big block.
One stage or two?
One stage. Okay, when you want to line up?
You got a big block. You got a big block. Cab car. One stage and nice one. As long as it ain't a big chief head, big block, I'll run your head up.
I said, let me leave.
I ain't gonna let you leave. I got a small block, man. I ain't let no big block leave.
Okay, what you give my Camaro? My blue Camaro.
The one you had down at Dinwiddie?
One I had down at Dinwiddie.
I'll give you the back tire. And you can take anything you can take from the tree.
No, I can't live with that. I can't live with that. I sit down.
What you gotta have?
I'll take the kick and the clean.
You take the. Okay, I'll let you go, and I got to clear you. That what you telling me?
I'll take that. Yep.
How about this? I'll give you the back tire, and I'll clear you an eighth of a mile.
No. The kick. I'll take the kick.
Hey, Big George.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Write my number down. Give me a day or two to think about this, about giving you the kick, 'cause I don't like giving people the go. But,
I respect that.
Okay. Write my number down. And my number is 804-731-4629.
Okay. Hey, run the bell.
Yeah.
Is this a race that you would be willing to entertain up here in Maryland?
Yeah. I can make it there. Give me a couple of days to think about it, because, like I said, I don't mind giving him the back wheel, but, you know, if he wanted me to give him the go, give me a couple of days to think about it.
Hey, buddy, check my number down, too. You can call me anytime. We still fam.
Okay. Yeah, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
All right.
All right, while you're doing that,
Yeah, go ahead, Running Bear.
Yeah, give me the number.
202.
202.
718-7381. Hey, Running Bear. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Running Bear. Hello?
We lost him. His call dropped.
Yeah, it seems like the phone line or something.
Hey, Rick.
All right, well, huh?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Look, I got a couple more calls. If Running Back get back on, I'm going to put my eyes on mute right now. I got a few more calls. We can send them pictures. Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, Running Back still on the line.
I got him
hey,
on the
line.
Yeah.
Running Back. I got a couple more calls.
What?
I got a couple more guys that want
to
race.
George, he's trying to finish getting your number, George. Finish giving your number.
Oh, 202-718-7381.
Okay, I'll call you before the night's over with, George.
Okay, yeah, we can line something up, and we'll figure something out, you know, trip up, you at least get in free or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right. We'll work something out.
Okay, all right. Bet, Ron.
All right, I'm gone. I'm listening.
I'm on mute. All right,
Ron. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'm trying to get some more action. And George is definitely doing this thing to bring it here. I'm just going to take another call. So who else got on the phone line, Nick?
We have a bunch of calls here, Ricky. 240.
Oh,
who was that? Your mic is open. 240.
Hey, Nick, is that the number you just opened?
Yeah, that's the number I just opened. I muted him.
Yeah. Caller, whoever that was, what was the number, Nick? 240 what?
240-0160.
All right, 240-0160. If you can, get away from that background noise, we'll come back to you to open your mic up. But we can't have that background noise. It'd make it hard to hear. Okay, take another call.
All right. 804-1541. Your mic is open.
Look at it.
Hello, call.
1541. Your mic is open.
804-1541.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
Yo.
What's happening?
I mean, I was just listening to the show. I didn't hit the one button.
Yeah,
you
hit it.
Probably too busy over there talking. Who that, Kenny or G?
No, this is Kenny.
What's going on, sir?
I don't know. In here working on my Chevelle for Friday night.
Right. Ready for the weekend or getting ready for the weekend?
I'm getting ready. I'm almost ready. I'll be working late tonight to get the Chevelle ready. I've been them 110-degree, 105-degree days last week kind of stunt my growth. Should have been working instead of relaxing.
Yeah, that weather ain't the temperature's not good to be working in.
Yeah, no, that ain't the question is, are you ready for this weekend?
Yeah, actually I was riding around trying to get some spark plugs. I spent half the show since the show came on standing in the park store trying to get spark plugs.
You gonna need we got plenty of spark plugs in the trailer. If you need a set of plugs, we'll loan you a set of plugs. That's not a problem.
Well, we got some plugs now, so we'll be there. It would definitely be there.
What does it look like in the rain? The rain gonna hold off, look like?
Well, from what I'm seeing, it said 60%, but that was like earlier, around like 1 or 2 o'clock, maybe even 3, but nothing after that. So hopefully it'll stay that way.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we're ready. We're going to try to do our best and see what we can do.
You ready? I'm ready. I was ready last week, but, you know, a little bit of confusion took place. And I like to apologize over the air to you for all that went on. But as I said, you know, after hearing all of what was said, the owner of the car said, make the trip. And understandably, after the show, you and I agreed to run Saturday at the beach. So it was just really up in the air. Whoever wanted to go, that's who we were going to race. But just so happened, when I pulled in the lane, they told me I had to wait for JC. So I figured either you had already said something to somebody, or, you know, that's just JC was going to be what it was. That's how it happened. Nothing went down, but we are supposed to lock in with Matt Sweet as a DP man for August 4th at MIR. Waiting on that.
Yeah, that's going to be, that's what I heard. You're going to be the DP. Y'all going to run for like 3,000, right?
3,000 is better. Just for my inconveniences. Gas money and the two fuck-outs that I done paid on. One of which he shouldn't got. He shouldn't even ask for, but it's cool. All I want to do is run.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we ready. We're ready. I'm pretty sure. I know Joe
well,
probably ready. I think he's already gonna be ready. Whatever, it's gonna be a good show.
Any idea why he won't come to the beach?
You what now?
I said, do you have any idea why he won't come to Colonial Beach?
Who, Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't talked to Joe this week. I've been working every night in the garage till like 12, 1 o'clock. Getting some people's transmissions ready for their cars and trying to get work on my car, and I just think I ain't had time. I ain't talked to John and Pete that much this week, a couple times.
Okay.
I'm
right,
in here now
putting.
I said I'm in the garage now putting a power glide together for a boy to run tomorrow night. So, when I get this done, listen to the show. When I can get back on my Chevelle, I got a few little. I got to mount a bottle bracket and. I'll finish my fuel pump up, and I'm ready to go to the track tomorrow, so.
Okay. All right, we'll finish doing your thing, getting the hot rod ready for this battle we're going to do Saturday. And if you hear anything interesting, just unmute your phone and come back. Say what you got to say.
All right, Rick.
Okay, Kenny.
All right, bye.
All right. Next call to me.
All right. 434-1636. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up? Is Big George still on?
He should be. Big George.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Big George, that the owners of that black Camaro called the Black Knight with NASA boys, that's the one that you was looking for?
Yeah.
Told me to let you know. The motor's out the car right now, but just as soon as they get the motor back in the car, they will be coming to pay you a visit. That's
my
the
man,
car
that's
that sticks like you. Stock suspension,
right.
No quarter bar, no parachute. He said they will be coming. We will be coming to pay your visit. Cool?
My man, love to hear that. Right. Love to have you.
All right, now I'm back live. Peace out.
All right, well, I thank you for that tidbit of information, and Big George still getting active. I like to oh shit, wait a minute, I got his number. Hold on. I like to hear from Styles to see what happened on his adventure down to VNP. What's
the contract?
Go ahead, take the next call Mick while I'm trying to find the man number.
All right. Mr. Sniper, your mic is open.
Last week.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
All right. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm on the road traveling, coming back to North Carolina, but I'm here on the show.
All right. Have you already spoken with JC about the lock-in?
Yes, I have. I, he contacted me today, and I had a long talk with him about it, and I have some information, and once your show's over, I'll get with you. I'll text you some of it and make sure you agree to those terms that he has, and he agrees to your terms so we can get this settled.
Oh, okay. I thought we was going to do like a kind of conference call kind of thing, but...
I was going to do that. I want to make sure both your terms are close enough together to do that, and getting both of you on the phone at the same time hadn't been easy, partially because of JC and then partially because of me. I had a lot of work going on, so I couldn't do it exactly when need be, but when you both were available. But I've got the terms in a text message, and I'm going to send them to you. If you agree to them and he agrees to them, then it's done. And if not, we'll try to negotiate out the terms, and if that don't work, then we won't have a race. So, you know, that'll be that.
All right, well, I ain't going for nothing crazy, but I'm definitely willing to work out the race. It needs to take place.
Well, right now the terms are pretty basic. I sent you a text, and you may send me something back. Go over that and look over it, and I'm going to send you one more with a little bit more detail. And that way everybody knows what the rules are. Then go back to their phone and look at the text message and say, oh, yeah, I did agree to that.
Right. Okay. Well, are you on the way back to Maryland, or are you going somewhere to engage in some racing?
I believe I'm going to be in Red Springs this weekend. Mr. Dobbs is having a race there, so I probably won't be in Virginia this weekend because of that. Otherwise, I'd definitely be in Virginia supporting that race. But, you know, my partner's also throwing a race, so that kind of puts me in a dilemma. I may choose to go there Friday and hang out there a little while and then head on to North Carolina Red Springs. But I'm not positive yet. And then they got the same threat as we have, a threat of rain, so I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Okay, and the race at Red Springs is the race that you y'all got the belt up for?
I mean, it's always up whenever we're at the track. So, I mean, we don't really do the same thing that some others do and say that somebody has to claim it or ask for it. Or if somebody races us, then they get it. I mean, as long as they're automatic pro mod, that's the way it goes.
All right, well, cool. All right, well, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you stepping up to the plate and willing to be the DP man. I'll be sitting waiting for everything to get worked out. Hopefully this thing can take place.
Yeah, my goal and objective in that, and I think anybody that is a DP man that should be, is make sure that both parties agree to the same terms and there's no shenanigans from either side, and that those rules are upheld.
Right.
That are set. So that's my goal in that, and then hopefully see a race. So that's what we're looking for.
Yes, well, there will be one to see if it takes place. It's like this race is hopefully going to take place with myself and this beach on Saturday at Colonial Beach. So, again, I thank you. And I appreciate your effort.
All right, I'll be on. I'm just on mute here listening. Somebody's got a question or something for me.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Yep.
Okay. Next call to me.
All right. 843-2754. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Trigger Ricky? How's everything?
What's up? What's up, John? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm trying to maintain, brother. Trying to maintain. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to hit you back, though. It's been kind of wide open here. Trying to get prepared to come to Colonial Beach for the weekend to battle Mr. Beecham in the Four Horsemen. And just trying to get some stuff in order. So, you know, the weather's been kind of tricky, so we ain't had a whole lot of time to test. Just coming back off a victory against the Silver Bullet S10 down in Piedmont last Saturday. So, pretty good little time down there. We got by. So I guess we're taking the road show on the road to Colonial Beach next. So hopefully I can get more than one race off while I'm down there. So I'm looking for some more back half action. And you guys in the Maryland, D.C. want to race, you know.
say the last part one more time. You said you
looking I'm looking for some more action while I'm down there at Colonial Beach, or some more of the guys with back halves want to race, you know.
Right. Okay. We definitely trying to see who all will come out. I personally have not heard yet who all will be coming down here. Just as you have been, I've been going through the last couple of days working, and just like everybody, I'm getting ready to try to do the show and put my hands on this power to get ready for Saturday myself. So it's a busy thing, and a lot of things go on at one time. Like I always say, got a lot of things to do and not enough time to do it all.
Right. So what time are you and Kenny going to do you guys' race?
Well, that was another issue. I don't even know what the time frames are at Colonial Beach. I've been trying to find out, but I haven't heard anything. So if somebody could enlighten me, that would be good, but I would prefer to do it at night under the light.
Right.
See if I got my tune-up right.
Are you trying to light the candles up, huh?
I'm trying. I haven't yet. I'm trying. That's why I want to do it at night.
I heard that. It's
I might have my order still, though. That monster Kenny got over there.
Oh, yeah, I might have mine still, too, for real. Oof.
Yeah, boy.
Like, dog, I'm nervous and scared.
I know a man might like the race, but, gee, well, Kenny putting his foot in a lot of races. Kenny putting his foot in a lot of races, so he got to be a mean man.
Oh, he's tough now. He's tough. Got a good running car.
Yeah, got to. But I'll make some phone calls after the show and sometime tomorrow and see who all might be coming down and who may be looking for the action.
I guess I'm the out-of-towner, so everybody should be ganging up on me.
Well, that may be in the perfect world. Unfortunately, we don't live in one, so... You know, you just put a womp womp on a truck that got a pretty good reputation.
Oh man, they hadn't raced nobody.
Yeah, but you know, people still remember what that truck did when they were racing it, and when it, you know, the last time it was out, the last few times it was out. So, those memories still run rampant in people's minds.
We had a few skip issues, but. After a while, everything worked out pretty good, so we ended up getting the race also. You know, that's what we came to Greensboro for, to the race, you know, Melvin. So we had a few little issues there. We talked them out. You know, they said that pretty much my brother outstipped them or whatever. But, you know, it worked out, so it was all good. It was all good.
Yeah, I saw, 43 minutes or 47 minutes of,
Yeah.
Video. the race eventually was on there like towards the end, but it was like 40 some minutes of talking and back and forth and a whole bunch of stuff. But y'all did eventually get the race off.
Right.
But it is what it is. It's a part of racing. So I guess in this game, it's a note well taken that you have to be very aware of what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're looking at. All that kind of stuff,
right?
Like that.
Exactly.
I look forward to seeing y'all down there Saturday.
Oh yeah, I'll be there on Saturday morning probably.
Yeah, go ahead.
So now.
Go ahead. What you saying?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and mute my phone. I'm standing here for a while, so hopefully somebody else with a back half might want to come on here and might want to do some racing on Saturday.
All right, we'll see. I think the phone line is pretty full, so we'll see if there's anybody else on here that may want to entertain you. So, Pete might jump on, so make sure you stay close by.
Okay, all right.
All right. Okay, Nick, any other callers? Oh, wait a minute, Pete, before you do that. I mean, Nick, before
Sean.
You do that. You see 301-2865?
301. No, sir.
That was Styles. I just wanted to see if he was on so we could talk to him about his out down at BNP. But okay, you can take the next caller.
All right. 2406753. Your mic is open.
What's up, Rick DeCesar? Thanks for the stolen.
Paul, what's up, man? Anytime. How you doing this evening?
I'm cooling. About to be out in a minute, though. I'm just sitting on here trying to see who's going to get out of line for the weekend.
Right place. Ain't nobody said nothing yet, but you're definitely in the right place.
Yeah.
I got a street job. That conversation that we had the other day. Make sure you text me about 10 o'clock. Just give me a reminder to grab that stuff for you.
Oh, all right, that'll work. But yeah. It's my grandfather kind of sick right now, so I'm going to try to pick up some slack for him. I know you're still on here, Papa.
Yeah, I'm listening at your grandson. Yeah, go ahead and put it out there. Let them go ahead and get a whiff of it. Yeah. I'll let you go ahead and handle that one, because you're going to take over the game anyway, so...
This is what I'm going to say. Street style, full interior, exhaust on it. Like 3,200, 3,300 pounds, small block, one system. I'd like to try something. So anybody that's sitting here listening.
All right, we gonna see who are. Where you trying to do this at? Colonial Beach, Saturday?
Nope, trying to do it at Cal River, don't rain tomorrow. Or Sunday, either or.
Okay. All right, well, let's sit back and see who all we got online and see if we got somebody sick like that. Try to do something.
All
right. Okay. Next call to pick.
202-22, your mic is open. 202-6622. Your mic is open.
Hello.
All right. Caller. 240-2313. Your mic is open.
Hi, guys. This is Charlie Brown. I was down with Big George at Virginia on last Friday.
Oh, what's up, Charlie Brown?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we went down 3.5 hours to get there. Everybody came, looked at the car. George gave me an option, either car. Nobody wanted to race. The one gentleman said he didn't know I wanted to race. He know I didn't drive 3.5 hours for a car show. I was fresh meat.
Right.
They should have came after me. They was running scared. One car was there, wanted to race, chassis car. My car, I can basically go up to the pop motor vehicle, get tagged, and drive around. Those cars sitting there, scared. Want me to give them something? 25 people in the camp, they couldn't get $100 together to bet me. Give me a pass that far. I'm just talking. I'm with George, but I don't understand the grudge racing game where you can't get a race for no price. I mean, they got to be 70% winner to give it a go. I don't understand it.
Okay, let me ask this question. What car did you have? Because
I had the blue Nova.
Wait, before you say that. Now they've been having a conversation on Facebook about a Malibu. And basically it was the same situation. The car was sitting there. They pulled the car off the trailer. They said they wanted to race, but the car just sat beside the trailer all day long, like it was a car show.
Right.
I had a couple of people on that thread that said they would call in, and hopefully I'll get to them in time so they can say what they had to say, but they were highly upset about that.
So what was the car you took down there?
No, I had the Blue Nova, the 66.
Okay.
I've been a testing to them car. Everybody in the area know my time. It ain't super fast, but they were super scared. The cars that was in my class came, look, we'll race George, we won't race you. The guy, he could have gambled with George money. He still wouldn't even give me a race.
I mean, I just started grudge racing.
Somebody came that far, I'd have gave him a race with something small or something. They wouldn't give me anything. 3.5 hours down there for that. And the grill was coming.
Kind of basically like my ordeal, a wasted ride to Virginia for nothing.
Well, we had a nice time going down there, but I could have made one shakedown at Capitol. I mean,
who was that Virginia and didn't know nobody would give him that race?
I
know that guy with the Blue Nova.
The Blue Nova?
Yeah, that ain't the guy that's talking that had the powder Blue Nova.
That's who I am.
Okay, well, you didn't ask nobody. You was over there where all of us was at. You didn't ask nobody to race.
No,
and I was sitting I was sitting right beside you.
George was right.
Huh?
Say that again?
For a race because your brother came over there and shook the car down. He looked on the car and said he wouldn't run.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. But y'all was saying nobody would give you a race.
Who was going to give you a race?
I was sitting right beside you, and the only person that asked me to race was the man that I raced.
In the chassis car, and I'm full exhaust, free car?
I'm a back ass car, not a full chassis car.
I mean, I don't know which car that was.
A back ass. You know what the job was in there. A back ass car with a small car.
I don't even know which car that was, but I was in the staging lane for 1 hour, didn't get a race.
I don't know where you were at, but I know you drove up beside Dick George in the pit.
Waiting on a race.
Say that again.
Waiting on a race.
Hey, we was all right there. All you had to do was say something.
I mean, what did I come down there for? What did I come down there for? I'm trying to meet somebody should have been on me.
What did they come down there for?
I go a wall with run, come down for a race. Somebody should have been on me.
If you want to race in Virginia Motorsport Park, all you do is open your mouth. You can't sit around. You don't know who you are.
That's why you wouldn't race. You didn't know who I was.
Okay.
There's enough people there aware of my situation of being there. I mean, there's enough people there aware that I'm coming there to race. I mean, I don't know who you was, and you thought I just come there to watch George race.
I was sitting right beside you.
George, my car was off every time George opened his mouth. Huh?
You got a nice clean car, but ain't nobody scared of it. It don't you try
well,
to
say. Well, I couldn't tell.
We can't tell.
They tried to put that black Malibu you was talking about, Rick, on.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the next fan, windows and all that. All the man asked for him just let him move first. That was it for a free fast.
Okay, was that the dude, Red's car?
Oh, they want Red's car. They wanted to run, but then they said they want to run the man head up. How you going to take an all plastic car and run a steel car head up?
How you gonna do that?
Red car, big. You know they got a
put that down.
Say again. Red car, big block dune track.
Big block dune track.
My car is small block back half.
What? What's up with that? The red and black car?
The white car.
He took the car to Red Styles.
Hold on. So let me ask this question. He's a big block.
chassis car. We want to run a back half. Will he entertain running my back half big block Malibu?
I mean, if it's supposed to be in a street car, why not? I mean, we got full exhaust.
The Malibu that y'all talking about is not a street car. He just said it's a chassis car. So
right.
I ran
Wickenburg. Wickenburg is a big block, two as a car. I'm a small block.
No, Hold on, run a bit. Y'all mixing up what I'm saying. Somebody got a lot of background noise. Whoever that is, I appreciate it if you can mute your phone or get away from the noise. What I'm saying is, Red Malibu, what you just said was a big tie, big block, chassis car. Would he be willing to run my 10-inch tie, back half, Malibu?
I got a back half car.
I can
hear you, but you're breaking up. If somebody's got something in the background, I can't hear you. Cutting up.
All right, well, I hear you talking, and when you talking, the phone echoing, so it may be the area that you're standing in or sitting in.
I live out in the country, man. We're out in Brunswick County near North Carolina.
Can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Okay, what I was saying was, since Red has a big block chassis car with big tires, would he be willing to entertain running my back half small tire Malibu?
I'm pretty sure he will. If you can get him, I tell you what. Best
yeah,
person
the way
to
you
ask,
contact.
Well, I'm going to tell you now. The best person to ask. You know J.C. Richardson?
He might not run me.
Do you know J.C. Richardson?
Yeah, I know J.C. I was supposed to run J.C. on the fourth. I was supposed to run him down there last Friday, but that didn't happen.
Okay, well, call J.C., and J.C. is the best man to get in contact with Red.
Okay.
And if you call J.C., and he'll let you know what Red would do. Because Red, right now, I used to live up there with Red, but right now I'm an hour and a half away from Red, so I can't speak for him. But
okay.
If you call J.C., he's up there with him, and he can get in contact with Red, probably put you on three-way.
Good enough.
Yeah, that's the best I can tell you to do.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But like I said, anybody was down at VMP, I saw the little powdered blue, nice looking car, and my thing was they were supposed to bring down some guys, and then I heard one or two people come. That was Big George and Wickenburg, and next thing I know, a couple more people showed up. Right. But they showed up late. Okay, but that didn't matter. But the guys that showed up late, you know, as far as I know, I ain't heard nobody ask for that race.
Yeah, Running Bear.
Yeah, go ahead.
Running Bird. Running Bird.
Hey, Running Bear. He did, man. Hey, look, everywhere I moved, he was dead. He was trying. Go ahead, Rick. Go ahead, man. Stop that shit, man.
Hey, my man came there to grudge race, you know what I'm saying? He even paid to get in to get down there. But he asked to do with Red Car, the dot. There was no sign exposed around. Who the guy that got the red and black Nova?
Okay, that's a guy named, we call him Sark. He had a problem with his car.
Right, but before he knew he had a problem, he was trying to race. But then when your brother, him, and another guy come and shook the car down, I tell you who asked. What's the guy named Ronnie or Rob? The guy AZ Racing or who is that guy? Rick.
I'll say the name again. Yeah,
his name Rob.
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 I don't.
He got all
The dog
R-Z.
Who? Who?
You said RZ racing?
Oh, he was down there with Kenny. He be with Kenny and them.
You talking about Joe?
No, not Joe. You got Terry Shack guy. He was a girl. The girl be on the floor with him.
You talking about a light-skinned girl that was on the floor with?
Yeah, you.
That girl was with Reed.
No,
You talking about the dude with the surf? I think the surf said GIA on him.
Yeah. Roger asked everybody 3 or 4 times. Hello? Hey. Yeah.
We get major bad feedback.
Who was that, Ricky?
I don't know. George was just talking.
Yeah, I'm still on the line, but there's a lot of interruptions. And somebody got their phone on.
Yeah.
Hello?
Was it me or was I tripping? Did a baby just say something?
Yeah, it was a baby in the background.
I said a lady. Or was I tripping?
I thought it was a lady myself. All right, but
I'm not tripping. I still got two ears. All right, well, go ahead and say the same as you were saying, George.
Yeah, Roger, he tried to get races for us. Everybody come and look at the car, looked up underneath it, and said that, you know, they wouldn't run the car. The car looked like it's faster than he's saying it. But he never gave up no time. I mean, I got to go with Charlie's site. They didn't know who it was, so they weren't going to try to run the car. I mean, that's kind of like everywhere. I mean, girls would say they girls racers, they ain't going to take that gamble.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got to be discouraged. It's the first time he go roll with me, the girls race, which he's going in the girls race, and he gets somewhere, and he can't even get a $300 or $400 bet race. I mean, you know, that's crazy.
Let him know the car full of go.
So basically you saying it was your fault that he couldn't get no race. Same on you.
It was my fault?
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
I mean, I took him somewhere thinking he going to get some action, and they made it look like, this is what they said on your show the week before, I mean, the day before we got there. Man, we're going to accommodate any car you bring down that we're going to get somebody for. That was running their favorite last words.
Last words were that we found out that they won't bring in but two cars. Okay, that was Big George and Wickenburg.
Alright, let me ask you, I just got a quick question.
How did you find out that only two cars were coming? Through Joe Richardson.
Oh, well, there you go. That's your problem right there.
Yes, Charlie was on that. Look at it like this. If I come tomorrow to race somebody, I'm not going to show up in Maryland at 9 or 10 o'clock. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to show up
at 5 or 6 o'clock,
and I'm going to be ready to race.
Let me say this to you, if you speaking to me showing up late, it didn't matter what time I got there.
I'm speaking to all of y'all that showed up late. I mean, if you had something locked in, that's a different story.
Hold on, man.
Yeah,
let me finish saying what I'm saying. From what you're saying, it's kind of like you directing that to me. From my understanding, everybody else from Maryland was already there. You and Styles were in the water box when I pulled into the track. Big George, CJ was calling me the whole way when I was coming down the road. So CJ and Big George was already there. I was the only person that showed up late. So what I'm saying to you is, it didn't matter what time I showed up. No, I did not make a shakedown, but I know my car well enough I could have run that man right off the trailer, which is what I was getting ready to do until the bullshit came over the air about it was the oil down on the track. Was coming to find out
right,
if
right,
there
right.
was no oil.
I understand that. I understand.
Okay,
you was there.
What I'm saying to you is don't make the ball safe for people showing up late the race. It don't matter what time somebody show up. If you're ready to go when you get there and is able to get off before the lanes close or the track close, that don't matter.
You know what? You say that, and you may believe that, but I'm going to believe in if I get there early enough and I can talk to people and find out whether or not I can get a race. Because if I'm at a racetrack and I'm there all day, and look, let me say what I got to say, man. You show up late, and I'm already doing something else. Come on, I'm not going to race you. It's just like I got to go to Richmond Friday night. I got to go to Richmond Friday night. I got a guy to race. I got to run him 2 out of 3. Now, another guy wanted to race me Friday night, and I tell him, no, I ain't going to race you because I'm there to race this guy, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, in that situation, I understand. But what I'm saying to you is the key to what you just said was if you did not have a locked-in race. All of those people,
yeah.
George, Wicked Bird, CJ, all of them was already at the track. I was the only person
right.
that I knew of that had a locked-in race with somebody. And it really wasn't locked in, but my name was on the fly, so I showed up. Even though I said I was not coming, the owner made the call to say, take the trip, so we came. So I was the only person that showed up late that had something locked in that I could have, you know, did what I did. I came late to race and got there before curfew to do the race.
If you don't have
no race locked in, then why the hell come to a track late looking for a race? That would show that, that you wasn't trying to run in the first place.
I was going to make it louder. I was at 5 o'clock to get a race.
We was like the air raid, man. We all got there at the same time. Me, Styles, Charlie, and a dude named Mel. We was all there at the same. We got there at 5:30. We all was there at the same time.
That's what I know. When I got there. Wicked Bird was there, and then after I got there, and I didn't get there until after 6 o'clock. And
we was 4 o'clock deep. We was all together.
Right. I didn't get there until after 6 o'clock. And Big George, I know when he came in, and he came in way after I came in.
Next caller.
Hey, running back.
Well, yeah, I know we got some other people, and I want to see if the people from the Facebook going to get on here and say what they got to say. So, yeah, we're going to take a couple more callers and keep this debate going. Next call to Mick.
512-6563. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Trigger Ricky? It's Tommy Dallas.
How you doing,
man?
Sir?
I'm just checking. I'm all right. I'm just listening. It looks like y'all got some good things going on. Just checking you out.
All right, dog. I just talked to a guy in my shop, Uncle Lear down there in Texas, and I just seen him that he trains boxers, and they fight dogs down there too. But I just asked him today that he know it. He said he did. This guy's name is Winston. I don't know if that ring a bell, but he did say he knew you.
What's his name?
Winston.
Winston. Winston. I know Winston. What city is it in?
I never remember, man.
Winston, I know Winston. Yeah, I remember Winston. Yeah, I think I know him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I asked
did
him.
Come
you know him yeah. Well, that's what I was asking. Had he been down there to any of the All Roads Lead to Texas races?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I appreciate you coming on and supporting.
All right, yeah, I'm just checking you out, man, just listening in. You know, you have some of you guys tuning in to me, the same number you got on Tuesday, 7 o'clock
yep.
Central Time, 8 o'clock I guess y'all time. No, we might be on the same time, man. Now, y'all East Coast, huh?
Yeah, we East Coast.
Yeah, y'all East Coast, yeah, 8 o'clock y'all time on Tuesday, so I'm just checking you out.
Yep. Hey, let me ask you this. Is Marcus Carew still racing down there?
Who is that?
Marcus Carew.
You say Marcus Carew?
Yeah, Marcus Carew.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while, man.
Not much. Just trying to sit here pulling with this car, man. Try to get it ready, you know. Just trying to get it ready.
You get ready for the forfeit, bro. That's Atomic Dog, George.
Oh, okay. I gotta back up on that one then.
Yeah, yeah. You about to step in some mud right there, buddy. Yeah, you about to step in some mud with going at the Atomic Dog.
Okay, so you think I can back up and not hit the mud?
Yeah, back up so you don't get in the mud.
What did you say?
No, I can't say. You know, already warned me, so I can keep quiet now.
All right, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just listening. All right, man. You know, y'all check it out on Tuesday sometimes, y'all. Y'all check it out sometimes on Tuesday. Y'all have to know.
We'll do. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Mick, next caller.
Okay. 540-5459, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing, Rick?
All right, good. How about yourself?
All right, man. I just called to say, like y'all show and stuff, you know. I'll be with Big George a little bit. I heard some of the old Stock Nova they had. They trying to raise.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hit Stock Nova.
Huh?
This fast head,
that's all. I was just calling about to see. Just say I like y'all show going on. That was all.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Ed. Fast head.
Yeah, man. I'm going to have to come up Capitol and try to check that Nova out and see what's going on.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, you say you ain't had no roll cage or something. That's like me.
No roll cage, no nothing.
Well, I got a roll cage. This George, you know who I am.
Who is this?
It's Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah. Red Man's brother.
Oh, what's up? Oh, what's up, Eddie? Oh, what's up, babe?
I ain't too much. I think that's your grandson, ain't it?
Yeah, that's my grandson. I think I'm going to step down. He hit me in the chest one morning, and I think I can't take it no more, so he said he's going to take over.
All right. I'm going to have to come on up there and check him out.
Yeah.
But all right, man, I ain't want nothing. I was just saying that was a nice show y'all got.
All right, well, I appreciate you. Just hang with us and keep listening. You might find you some action somewhere.
All right.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the guy that got the red Camaro I was telling you about to be with Jerry to be down Colonial Beach. The
right.
Red one with black belt on it. Yeah, he's trying to do a lot of good too. Yeah, he pretty swift. He all right.
Okay.
All right, y'all be safe, man.
All right, Rick. Let's pay some bills real quick.
All right, will do.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimal results. PRC's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson, Bowman's Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and Performance Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
8 o'clock is
you are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, Tricky Ricky.
Yeah, I was trying to... I was looking for the people from Facebook who had some back and forth dialogue. I believe the young lady name was Brittany Gray, and it was the other, another lady named Kendra. I don't remember the last name, but they were going back and forth. So I guess we're going to continue with the phone calls until I can get to the old people.
Okay. 804-2480. Your mic is open.
Hello, 804-2480.
Trigger Rigger.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the Black Malibu.
Oh, what's going on?
Ain't too much going on.
Yeah, they were saying that you was there was some discrepancy with your vehicle on the internet, and the child that got pulled the car to the track.
Come on, me no more.
Basically, that.
From Brandy, the twins are here too.
Hey, whoever that is talking, can you mute your phone? I'd appreciate it. They were saying that you had got to the track and basically didn't want to race anybody, and saying that the car was at the car show because y'all just sat at the trail all day with the car and all that kind of stuff like that.
So with that being said. I'm waiting on Wickedberry. I pulled around Wickedberry. We're waiting on Wickedberry to make another shakedown pass to let me know what he was going to do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's what I'm waiting on, Wickedberry.
Okay, so that just didn't take place. That was it.
Right.
Okay. Well, I was asking, since they said you had a big block chassis car with big tires, big block chassis car, would you be willing to run my back half 10-inch tire car?
What you getting up?
Huh?
What you getting up?
What am I giving up? The other lane?
Yeah.
The right or the left lane, that's about it.
So what is it, a 10-5 car?
Yeah, it's a ladder bar. I wouldn't actually call it a 10-5 car. I mean, I run 10-5, but I'm not fast enough to run at the big races with the big event. I mean, the big boys, but I got 33 10-5s on it. It's a ladder bar back half with a big block.
Okay.
coming to stage in Nitro?
They got three. I don't always use three.
Okay. So when are you trying to do that?
It's possible we can do it on the 4th of the MIR.
MIR?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I get with you on and make sure I give you my decision.
Okay.
I get with you for the 4th.
All righty.
All right.
So that was your only hold up Friday night? Was waiting on Wicked Bird?
Waiting on Wicked Bird.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's no way he can get some. He wants some.
What's
the light blue note? The one that sells at the car show. If he wants some, he can get some.
Charlie Brown, you there? Still out there?
No, we lost Charlie Brown.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right, well, I get Big George to get back at Charlie Brown, and we'll figure out something, and he'll get back with you. But
okay.
I appreciate you calling in, though.
All right.
Next caller, Mick.
Hey,
hero.
Fred. What? Man, Joe said lock him in 500 or 2,000, man.
Lock the mouth in
500 or 2,000.
Good. 804.
Number
2, your mic is open. 804.
Hold on, let's get the number. Say the number again, Mick.
804. 5102, your mic is open.
He called him on the show. What's the name?
Hold on now. Too many people talking at one time. What did you say, Mick?
Well, I was going to tell you, let the guy go ahead and talk. I'll wait and go to the next caller later.
Go ahead.
Hey,
Trigger Rigger.
Yeah.
Go ahead and lock the Malibu in 500 on 2,000 on the 4th.
We'll do it a week before the show.
On the 4th.
Yeah, for the August 4th race at Bud's Creek. Huh?
You say you want to log it in the week before the show?
Yeah.
All right.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. 500, 2,000, head up, Pro Tree, 8th mile. That Malibu and whatever it got in it against my Malibu and whatever I got in it. Okay.
All right. Next caller, 240-6186. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Rick. This is Brittany from Facebook.
Hey. Yeah, there we go.
The reason I understand what the guy with the Malibu said, but the reason I said what I said is because you, from my understanding, you can run more than one car in a night. He sat there. They said that we didn't ask for a race. They said that we were scared. We caught a flat tire and was still willing to bet $500, and we got there, and nobody wanted the races. And they told us that they don't run the unknown. Well, I don't know what grudge racing is if you don't run the unknown.
That's very true. Some people use that as a deterrent, but some people it doesn't matter to.
Right, and then they said we were slow. If we were slow, they still didn't run us. So two slow cars, and we weren't scared to lose money. So that's not a point.
Okay. So is there any resolve to the situation?
No, he said Charlie's my uncle, matter of fact. So he said that Charlie can get it with the Nova, tell him come up here on August 4th, and he got a race. But from my understanding, they went and they said that they wanted something. Just like you wanted to race him heads up and you got a small tire car, they asking us for something. We got a full-body street car and he got a chassis car. How you going to ask us for something to turn around in the same sentence and say we scared.
Right, got a point there.
And I don't know who they say came late, but we was there at 5 o'clock. We left home at 12:30, called a flat tire, fixed it, and was still there at 5 o'clock. So I don't know who came late, and I don't know who was scared, but it wasn't us.
I was the only person I believe that showed up late to race, but me and Running Bear were just talking about that, and I was explaining to him that CJ, I was talking to CJ just about all the way down the road, pretty much at least an hour and a half travel time to the time I got to the track, and when I pulled in the gate, Running Bear and Styles were already in the water doing a burnout. So they were already there at the track. I was the only person that showed up late. I showed up late because of the situation about my car owners not having power. Didn't say he wanted to go ahead and go make the trip. He got there late. I was there in enough time to make the race. The race just didn't happen. So I think that was directed to me and not y'all, or, you know, maybe just a little bit of information just understood. But he got that straight. In defense of what Running Bear was saying, it does make sense. If you show up to the track late, then that kind of indicates that, no, you're not looking to race if you don't have a race already locked in. So, therefore, you come to the track saying, oh, well, yeah, I came down there, but couldn't get no race. Wasn't nobody trying to run. Well, yeah, I guess not, because it's, you know, track almost closed now, so what you going to do? So that much of what he's saying, I understand.
The guy with the Malibu or any of them that was with him, if they come to Bud Creek on August 4th, they got a race.
Well, he just said the JC told him to lock me in 500 on 2,000, so we're going to lock that in on the show before the 4th. And so he'll be there. Now, whether he wants to engage in another race.
We can lock him in, too.
Okay, there you go, Brittany.
Okay, so we'll be on the show the week before the 4th.
All right.
He can lock it in. Charlie's putting up the money. He can lock it in with him the week before the 4th.
Okay, so now.
Y'all got any more you want me to log in?
That's up to you. When you come, I'm going to beat everything out there. You sound real confident, Red. That's right. I'm going to beat everything I got. Don't go home with your ass. So that's right, but I'm going to take the break from you.
I'm going to show you something when I get
you. You're going to take the break from who?
From you.
You ain't get no break from me. The race was head up, coach three, 8 miles.
I'm not giving you nothing but the lane. I'm going to take it at the light. I'm going to take the break from you. You ain't got to give it to me. I'm going to take it.
Hey, Ray, let me ask you a question. How old are you, sir?
I'm 45.
You ain't taking shit. You too damn old, man. If anything, I'm going to leave you sitting at the light.
Well, we'll see that.
Sure will.
And we will see.
You going to take the break.
I'm taking all the break.
You stop listening to that shit JC filling your head up with.
I ain't listening to JC. I'm taking all break from all whoever I rate. I'll let you know now. I'm going to leave you sitting there.
Okay. I bet you won't. We can bet on that.
I take that bet too.
All right. You're going to have your hands full. I just don't want you to go back home sitting on the side of your butt cheek instead of sitting flushing the seat like you normally would because your ass hurts.
Well, we'll see.
All right. So the week before, August 4th race at MIR, you're going to lock in with myself and Charlie Brown or Brittany if she called in for him, but I guess Charles is calling for herself. Deal.
All right,
Brittany, I appreciate you calling in. Well, I don't know what happened to her. Okay, next call to Mick.
All right, 202-0077, your mic is open.
come to?
202-0077. Your mic is open.
What's up, Rick? It's Monster. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Monster? How you doing, my man?
I'm good. I thank you for coming out today to support Mr. Shelton's funeral. I appreciate everybody giving props out to the August 4th race for Custom Tees Racing and Endicott. And now with Nanu, he'll be there with the Grudge Bikes.
Okay.
Yep, we appreciate everybody's support.
As I said, you know, it was a little tough for me to take, you know. It didn't make it no better after I saw Mr. Shelton. So I had to step outside, but I did come back in to listen to some of the service.
That was awesome the way God took care of that, you know. So, but I was at VMP last week, and like I said, I just to revamp my conversation with you, you know, we just got to do one thing, and this is something super serious that everybody's got to understand in the grudge game here. You know, when we try to set up things, I understand everybody about the cause and this and that, but remember, it hurts the fans. That's the one thing I want people to understand. The promoters, they don't just hear from the racers. The fans are the ones that get shortchanged. So always consider, if you can put something together, it ain't always about the money. It's about giving them people that spent their money something to go home to at least enjoy to come back for you.
Right.
Just words of wisdom.
Yeah, well, as I said before, it's been twice for me coming down there. And now it's been two different people. One was, and I may be wrong, but I'm going to say it in the kindest way. One was a track manager that basically told me a bold-faced lie, told me a lie to me to my face, and then did not let me or two other cars that were in front of me run because of whatever reason. Same situation happened Friday where they claimed there was a oil spill and it was some water on the track. And I got this information from an older gentleman on a golf cart that knew me from Adam to Eve. He just wanted to see the race between JC and me and came by and told me and the owner, you know, that was some BS that they did because it was just some water on the track. They just wanted everybody to go home. So, you know, being the track owner, manager, whatever the deal is, as you just said, it's not all about lining your pocket with money. You know, you may get a couple hours of racing there, and you know, but people want to see the big event. So if it's only going to take you a few minutes, go ahead and let the big event take place. Please. You know, and wherever the spill was, that wasn't even at the eighth mile, so it wouldn't have hurt neither one of us to go ahead and get the runoff. But, you know, I guess it's a lesson learned, so we'll see. But I won't be going back there. So maybe I won't see.
And that's unfortunate, you know, because you represent the DMV in a big way, you know. And one of the things, sometimes you got to take, and I try to be as neutral as possible, and I have to remind myself and the track owners that the people is what makes it happen for all of us, you know.
Right.
Sometimes I catch the blues from them because they say I'm a little too given on things, but I keep reminding them, if we don't have you and the fans in those bleachers, we don't have a racetrack, you know. And, you know, I'm not going to take anybody's side. I'm going to stay neutral because I got to make sure everybody's represented well because we need the tracks in order to race. So,
right.
You know, it's just a matter, maybe VMP, the management, if they listening tonight with Joe, will get on the phone and try to work out something with you to come back and make it better. You know what I'm saying? Don't let you leave and be unhappy. And you can always call Larry to help, you know, represent you down there because he's pretty good with the track down there and he's pretty good with Joe. So, you know, I'd rather see you run Joe there because if you had two bad experiences, I'm pretty sure that the management there will make it right. You know, it's just a matter, it was a little confusion going because they said you were late or whatever, but it, like I said, it was just a miscommunication. I think, Rick, and I think that the people down there definitely need to see you and Joe get it on. You know, even if they do it there or do it here, the thing was the people came there to see that and it didn't happen. And that's the, you know, for you, that's the second trip you had down there, and it left a bad taste in your mouth. And I felt bad for you because that's a long ride, you know. And
yes, it is.
You know, yeah, you know, and whatever we can do to help you, like I said, and I know the management is listening, and they always could get your number to set you and talk with you guys and get it fixed because you shouldn't feel like that, you know. And granted, you were late or whatever, but the point is you got to communicate it. You with me? And I think that's the thing everybody has to understand is that if you take the time to communicate and work through, yeah, grudge racing is different. It's not like bracket racing or whatever, but the logistics of it is if you communicate, and we saw that in Maryland on the 27th, if you communicate the races that are going to happen, it makes the show smoother for the people. You know, and that's the whole big thing, the people. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, giving me an opportunity to talk about what happened down there. And the one thing I do want to say that I experienced down there at VMP, and I was a little disappointed when I saw oil out on the racetrack. And I think, Rick,
yes,
you would agree that I have enough knowledge to know when it's oil on the racetrack than to have a track official tell me I don't know what the F I'm talking about.
I'll say to that, there was oil in the left lane and there was oil in the right lane, both in the same spots, and myself and Michael Martin were standing out on the start line talking about it. So that is a correct statement.
And like I tried to explain to him so everybody understands, I learned this in 71. Water bubbles on top of a racetrack. Oil seeps in. So we fully understand, once again, to the track official that told me I didn't know what the F I was talking about, get off his effing racetrack. Water sits on top of the racetrack. It bubbles. Water sits on top again. Oil seeps into the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
That's what upset me. I don't care if you don't like me or if you don't understand me, but don't hurt the people. That was my whole point I was making to them, that the safety of the races is what I was concerned about. Put your personal deals aside so no one, because look, if you look, Michael Martin went before the car I was with, and he took a hard right and went across to the other lane.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was trying to explain to him. I said, this was old. And, I mean, it was out there a good ways. It wasn't just 60 feet. It was out there a ways. And, it bothered me that they looked at it like, you know, get off of here. Go on about your business. You don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
And that's the one thing I appreciate about Maryland. If I say, hey, there's something out there, they shut down and they go look. When we were racing at Capitol, the same thing. When we were racing at VMP prior to my trip this time, they would do the same thing. So all I ask is that everybody remember, if there's something out there, don't move that car, because it's easier to put that car in the trailer than have 10 people try to drag it in the trailer wrecked.
Right. Exactly right. But I appreciate you coming on and putting that information out there, Monster. And like you said, I mean, if they call, and, try to work out something, that's cool. If they don't, that's cool, too. But, it's until I get a phone call, it is going to be what it is, and I'm not going back.
Right. But, well, like I said, I think the management down there, and I know JC's a good guy. And he, you know, him and Larry, they do all the dealings. And JC's always been a straight shooter, and he's a good man. And actually, I was having a pretty good conversation, laughing with him. We needed a couple things, and he really bent over backwards to help us. And like I said, I'd just like to see you two get that squared away, because the people like myself, that's what I drove down there for. We left two at 1:30 to get the. I wanted to see that race, you know, because it didn't happen at Maryland. So I said, well, let me go down there and support JC. And
right.
Like I said, whatever we got to do, if we got to do it August 4th, you know the rules. You make a call to Larry and myself, we'll make it happen. You know, JC knows how to get in touch with Larry. But I like to see you go back to VMP to run JC in front of his home crowd, because he did come here to support you here, and I think it's only willing. But I think they need to call and just communicate, hey, if Rick's late or whatever, we're still going to make this happen at this time. I'm not worried about what time it is. Let's get it done for the people.
Right.
So, but I appreciate seeing you today. Hey, I got to tease you, too. I said, wait, man, something's missing. You didn't cut all your hair off, man.
Yeah, let the race wear. No, I finally chopped all my hair off Monday.
Yeah, man,
so,
he looked like a normal man now. I had to tease him. I said, I had to look twice, and I ain't recognize him.
I look like a 16-year-old now, so I got
yeah,
to get another.
Yeah, you did. But, hey,
I
got to
get me another driver.
Man, he's 40. Hey, Rick, how you going to tell a man he's 45 and he can't take the break from you, man?
He can't, man. He's too old. He can't take nothing at 45. I'm going to show him that
but
he can't take nothing.
Yeah, but I appreciate everybody giving me a few minutes on. And like I said, once again, Custom Tees Racing, Endicott. Now we brought in NAMU, so the Grudge Bikes have a say in what we're doing down there. August 4th is going to be at Maryland. And we look forward to everybody coming back, because we on May 27th at the Larry's Door Slammer race, we had a really good time, and we had a lot of support from the Grudge Cars. So that's the reason why he puts that race together, so that his Grudge Cars. And they moved the time, so everybody understand. The gate starts open at 5 o'clock. We start racing at 7, and we're there from 7 to 1 in the morning. So don't wait till 12:30 and then everybody run up to the lane talking about, man, I got a race. You got plenty of time, and we're going to be really, really looking at the weather and everything. I think the weather, we're going to be perfect. I know the racetrack going to be there, Rick. Ain't no doubt about that, you know. So it's just a matter of getting everybody there and getting it done. So we'll come on if you don't mind again.
Yep.
We'll come back on in a week or two. And just like we did on the Door Slammer, we're coming and start explaining to everybody how we're going to set it up again, which I think we're going to go back to the same formula. Once you guys lock the race, come up and get, we'll have people at the back of the staging lanes and the front of the staging lanes. So they'll be able to radio who's going to run who, so we can keep the show going for the people, the fans. You with me?
Right.
Communication is key. In a couple of weeks. Yeah, it really is, Rick. And you helped us out tremendously by letting us come on the show, you and Roger both, to Roger, the GRF. He's actually got a race at VMP on August 25th, I think. So, but we were excited
about that.
Yeah.
Well, just so it's put out there, and I know JC listed because he just told Red to lock me in. And you heard him say the track opened at 5, they started running at 7. You asked about what made the comment to be ready by 8. That's not going to happen. So we'd be locked and ready to race by 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be 10:30, 11, 12, 1. It won't be late, but it won't be early. It'd be 10 o'clock, locked and ready to go.
And one important thing, Rick, while I got you, if we could just make sure, and I really need to stress this point, everyone, man, and I understand how exciting it is to get down there and be able to do what you do, but just take a good look at your car, because you're going to keep hearing me preach that from now until the day we start the race. Please take a look at your car, because those massive oil downs, that's what hurts our time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And over in Maryland, we had two major ones that took us. One of them was major. It was motor and transmission. You know, luckily, Maryland's got that machine that can get it up in 20 to 20 minutes, but sometimes the tracks just can't, you know, elaborate on a four and five major oil down. So I'm not saying, you know, don't come. I love you there. But take a good look at your car. Because at Maryland, if you leaking, there are going to be two people up there, and they're going to shut you off. So don't come screaming at me or the official.
Who is the guy you got up there on the line? You said they called
the
inspector.
Yeah, the state Wichita named him my Maryland state inspector. You know, but that's Conrad, and the other guy will be up there too. But my thing is, we want you to race, but remember, if you leaking something and you have an accident, then, you know, somebody's got to take the responsibility, and we don't want that. We want to have fun, keep this thing moving, because, you know, a lot of people coming to race. I mean, the New Jersey guys just called me today, so they coming down. Quite a few calls from New York, Long Island Joe and them, they called and talked to me the last couple of weeks, so they excited about coming down. So I'm excited to have them, too, you know, because we had a chance to elaborate and spend time with people at the Maryland race, the first one in May.
Right.
We look forward to everybody coming. We just want you safe. That's the most important thing. Look, I'm all for the grudge cars because I'm telling you, the boys have got some. I look at some of these cars for Rick, and this is no joke. As long as I have been doing this, and look at the way these guys have set up these cars, and I mean, some of them just actually flat out run. And I'm like,
man,
you know, and. You know, they could run a bracket race, and then a week later they could run a grudge race, and you're like, man, that's the same car, but it runs two totally different ways. So, you know, you got to respect that.
Yeah. Well, look, Martha, I appreciate you coming on and getting your word out. We got about 10 minutes before the show over, so I want to get everybody else that's been on hold, and we'll have this talk again. But I appreciate
all right, Rick,
you coming on.
I appreciate everybody's support, and have a great evening, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Mick, let's round up these callers.
All right.
We got any more callers in the queue?
240. 5090, your call is open. Your mic is open. 240-5090, your mic is open.
Hey, you there? You didn't forget you was on the show, did you? I know it might have took a while. 240-5090.
All right, next call. 804-4629, your mic is open.
Hey, yeah, Trigger.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's running back again.
Uh-huh.
I want to let you know that what I said wasn't aimed at you personally. The deal
is... Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
Okay, see, Virginia Motorsport Park, as long as I can remember, I've been racing at that track ever since it opened, and they always had a problem with cleaning stuff up. And there's a lot of races that they don't finish, and that's the reason that I say, well, if you get there late, you know, you may not run because things happen after 9 o'clock at night. Guys come out there, you know, they want to make a shakedown pass, they want to run these cars that they ain't never ran before. They go out there and they waste oil on the track, and see, that's what we've been putting up with for years now, and it ain't a whole lot we can do with it. We don't own the track.
Right. I understand
Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought maybe that you had been down before and noticed all this stuff. You know,
well,
I've been there prior
to last Friday. I had only been there twice. I've been there some years back to run at a Hoka Motorsports race. And the last time I came down was a race for a Larry T race. And basically the same thing happened. They told me to be in the lane at a certain time. I got to the lane, and I asked the track manager what time was it and what time I needed to be in the lane. He looked at his watch and gave me a time, and I got to the lane. Then he get there and tell me they let two cars go down, and they said that was it.
Yeah. I think I remember that. Y'all didn't get that race on.
Right.
That's right. I think I remember that.
So, you know, for – the man to tell me, you know, he didn't tell me a time when he stood right there and told me a time to my face. You know, that's real deceitful. You know, that's real dishonest.
Yeah.
And if you got to deal with somebody that's going to be dishonest like that, that's running the track, then you really just don't need to deal with them.
Yeah, I understand that too. But I gave it another shot.
I came down there to run JC, and you know, I'm saying that I won't come back now. I said I wouldn't come back before, but I came back, and I'm saying it now. But you know, anything is possible. I'm not an asshole, and I'm not hard to get along with. But you know, some people got to understand when you drive. It took me exactly 3 hours to get down there to do a race,
even though
I showed up late and wasn't able to get it off. You know, that's kind of tough.
I know how you feel. I mean, you know, because like I said, but you know, now you know what even JC and the rest of us that called Virginia Motorsport Park our home park, you know, we got to go through the bullshit too.
Okay.
You know, so don't feel like you were the only long ranger out there that happened to, it didn't happen to us too. So, you know, it ain't a whole lot. Yeah, it ain't a whole lot we can do about it. I mean, that's management of the park. You know, we talk to them, but, hell, we get the same results that you get. Joe gets the same results that you get, you know. And it's a little hard on us because we got a curfew. We got 11 o'clock curfew. You know, like a lot of track we're going to, we go down to North Carolina.
Your phone cut out, run a bit. Hello?
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take another call then, Ricky.
All right.
804-3489. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. How you guys?
All right.
Trigger Ricky.
Who is this? Yes, sir.
It's John.
What's up, John?
I'm going to ask you a crazy question.
I might have a crazy answer.
The staging lane closing and the last car down the track is two different things, correct?
What time the staging lane closing?
No,
last car down.
That's right. They're two different times, right?
I'm not sure I understand your question. You said
typically the staging lane closed
and the time that the last car go down the track, is that two different times? What you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going through, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
It could be the same time. I don't.
How's it going to be the same time? They close the staging lanes, then they let the cars in the staging lanes run up until that curfew time, correct?
Well, I don't know what time the staging lanes at VMP close. I can speak for Capital because I know I can't speak for Buzz Creek. But, for example, at Capital, the lanes close at 10. And then they run all the cars out till they're done.
Okay, so what time is the curfew, Capital?
Their curfew at Capital is around 11 o'clock.
Around 11?
Yeah, it depends on who you are. I mean, I done had a race there, and it was way after their curfew, but because there were so many people there wanting to see the race, they let the race take place.
But
so
you already know
exactly
that anyway.
what is the point that you're trying to make?
Well, because y'all keep talking about somebody told you to get in the lane by a certain time. Well, that lane, the lane being in the staging lane and the cutoff time is two different things. Second thing is, if you guys
wait, before you elaborate any further, then what is the cutoff time for the lanes?
If some tracks is a half an hour before, some tracks is 15 minutes before.
Okay, so well, my first comment was when I got there, it was 9:45. When I got in the lane to make a pass, it was 10:13. I had to wait on the track official to take his sweet-ass time to walk to the tower and walk back to my car for me to sign a waiver because the tech card, the parking space, the entry fee into the track was all supposed to be taken care of by JC, which none of that was done.
But he also told you, hold on. You told him you wasn't coming, so he didn't get the paperwork done. Is that fair? Is that fair? You told the man you weren't coming.
I did not tell JC anything specifically.
Oh
I said on my show we weren't okay. coming because okay. the owner didn't have no power. That was the argument I was having with Troy and Kenny.
That's
what I just said. That's the argument I was having with Troy and Kenny.
Okay.
But regardless of that, I got there to track at 9:45. I paid to get in. I parked. I unloaded my car. I was in the lane at 10:13. So if the lane was closed, then why did they let me in the lane?
I
do a burnout. 15. Huh?
I didn't say what time they closed the staging lane. I told you. And if the
well, basically, you just use an example to say that's what time the lane's closed. That's what I just asked
I didn't.
What time did the... Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
My next point is, if you knew the lanes were closed at 11, okay, and you say you was in lanes at 10:56, if it was water or oil, do you think it would be past the 11 o'clock curfew if they cleaned it up?
From the area where the spill was, it was way after the quarter, so we still could have ran.
Oh, no, they're not going to do that.
But the point that I was trying to make to JC and you was that while he was on my show, he kept reiterating that he could make things happen. Himself and Kenny Beecham also stood right there in the staging lane and told me the week before they were lined up at 11 o'clock and the pass didn't get off till 11, 10, or 13 or whatever the time was. So to say that was to say, you know, he had this pull that as long as he was in the lane before curfew, if we in the lane, the race could take place.
But I thought y'all got back on the phone and he corrected that.
No, we didn't get back on no phone. That was the last thing he said.
Okay.
I never talked to JC after that. Only person I done talked to on the phone after the show or afterwards was
Kenny. On the show. He came back.
No, he did not.
Okay.
And you can go back to blogtalkradio.com and search Grudge Inc. or my name, Tricky Ricky, and go back to those shows and listen. JC never said anything about he could not.
He told you the track curfew was 11 o'clock. And what he's saying, and if the race goes off at a couple of minutes after the curfew, then that's fine, but not anybody's just going to go down there at a couple of minutes after 11. Normally, and anybody who races down there knows that 11 o'clock is the curfew. That's not your first time down there. The last time you came, I believe, you got there late and you didn't get a pass.
No,
so
I got there. I showed up late, but I didn't have a curfew, but it was still the same deal. But as I just said, I asked the track manager what time
right.
I had to be in the lane. That man told
that's
me
right.
a time,
in the lane,
and then
in
stood
the
there and told me something different. So
Rick,
it really don't matter what you're going to try to tell me. That man, that track manager told me a bold-faced lie. Nothing's going
to
change
that. What I'm trying to tell you is if the staging lanes close at 10:30 and he's got enough cars in there to run to 11:15, at 11 o'clock the last car's going down. Everybody else is going to have to go back to the trailer. I've been in that situation before. So you're not exempt. The staging lane's closing and the
I never said
actual
I was exempt.
End time is two different things.
Okay, so that goes back to the point of me saying if the curfew is 11, then that must mean that they close the lane at 10 o'clock, right? So
not
if they close the lane at 10 o'clock.
It depends on how many cars they have there.
Okay,
how many cars
that's still my point. So you still, basically you're just saying it's the 11 o'clock curfew. I was on the track at 10:13. So if the lane was closed, what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, listen to me, John. If the lanes were closed, right? Which,
not at
that's what JT,
man.
Listen to me, John, I ain't finished. If the lanes were closed, as JC said, but he let me in the lane to get the race off. If the lane were closed, then he just voided himself getting the deposit, the punk out money, I'm sorry, for me not being in the lane on time.
Oh, we ain't even talking about that. We're talking about the track closing the lane and the last car down the track.
Well, you know what? In all honesty, John, I'm kind of past all that. I mean, it happened. It's done. It's over with. You know what I'm saying?
Then you ought to be past $300 too.
No, I'm not, because I wasn't supposed to give him money in the first place. I paid the money to stop a problem from happening. But it's cool. You know, we passed all that. All
right, man. I'm going back home.
You working on the race for August the 4th? you know what I'm saying, for what it is. It's cool. You know, I'm not going to, you know, keep sitting back arguing about the same shit. I mean, it's water under the bridge now.
Well, you know, you're trying to dog out Virginia, and you pissed me off with that because you came late.
Well,
you
that's my opinion, dog. You, I mean, it ain't like you came up here and been through the same thing I done been through up here. So when I told you, listen, I'm going to give you an example. When you came up here to run me and you had your issues, I told you, don't worry about none of that. I got
but
you.
I won't
leave. I can make it happen. When you came up here, all that happened. You see what I'm saying? So one issue that I was worried about even coming down here, if I went to tech, I know how they could be, they could be like Cecil County and be hard on their tech. You know what I'm saying? Just like your reason for not wanting to drive when you came up here is my same concern that I had when I came down there. You see what I'm saying? But I made the trip anyway.
You told him, man. You told us on your show on Thursday you was gonna pay the punk out. If y'all want the punk out, I pay it. I'm not taking the car. The man didn't put you on the list because you made that statement. Come on,
well,
now,
first of all,
story.
JC never got on the show Thursday and said anything. He called me after the show and said he wanted the punk out. So
because
I say I ain't gonna show up and then I still show up, did you trying to tell me that still entitled him to get some punk out?
But you're telling the man, we're not talking about punk out, man. You're talking about your tech card now.
Come on, man. You just said two different things, y'all. You just said I told the man on
the
show I wasn't coming and I paid the punk out. Now, you just jumped from that to talking about this tech card.
You said the man didn't have your tech card ready. And I told
you. He didn't have nothing ready, y'all.
Because you told him you weren't coming.
And I just said that didn't even matter. All of it got taken care of. I paid my $42 to get in the trap. I parked way down at the end of the track. I was in the lane. The tech car got straightened out by me signing a waiver. So that's really water under the bridge. So you bringing up something that don't have no relevance on nothing.
Hey, go to
you
the
speaking
next
out of feelings
hey.
Because you said I'm bad off of y'all track. All right, my experience there is what it is.
Well,
okay,
what
I done been shit on. I've been shit on twice. My track officials at that track. I've been shit on by NHIA tech man at that track. So
that
my
man
personal
doing
experience
job,
there has just been terrible.
Get. You come late, that's what you get.
All
right, you come
what it to race,
you get that time to do what you got
to
do so you don't have
to issue. You're trying to create an argument about something that ain't even important.
I'm having a normal conversation, Rick.
It don't even matter about that shit.
Okay.
We passed that.
All right, go ahead to the next caller, man.
And I'm going to whoop his ass, and you bring your car, whoop your ass, too. It's all good.
Yeah, I know. Your mouth, your pair of lips say anything.
All right, well, I mean, you got to pay a lift to keep talking about your car in the paint shop. You don't know when you're going to get it back. So when you get your car back, then you can
Okay, how about this, nigga? Get yours out there. Get that Malibu out there for the four.
And
you running your mouth.
You
get that Malibu out there for the four.
Didn't you just hear me tell Red we're going to
get that Malibu out there for the four?
Malibu?
You get it out there for the four.
Did you not just hear that,
dog? Do what?
Did you not just hear me tell Red we gonna lock in the week before the show with my Malibu
versus
his Malibu?
Okay, that's cool. The week before the 4th, you got it.
And when you come up here, and I can show you how much a nigga I am, and I whoop your ass on the track like I did the last time.
Like.
Since I got to be a nigga,
that's what you acting like. You ignorant, man. Go
you
on to the
conversation. Well, I mean, you trying
man,
to flip shit around to make it sound convenient for you and make it better for y'all. What it is. You shouldn't even got on the show, first of all, bringing up an argument that's already been
shut your mouth. Go to the next call.
All right, we good.
Go ahead, Mick.
All right. We're out of time, everybody. Black, thank everybody for tuning to Jay Barnes and Grudging Talk Show, hosted by Tricky Ricky. If you would like to listen to any of these shows at a later time, you can log into grudginc.us and click the Grudge Talk Radio Board and hear the old shows. You have anything else in closing you want to say, Ricky?
I just received the new issues of the new Grudge Inc. magazine. I got copies in I have more than enough now, so I got copies now in my truck, in the trailer, and at the barbershop. So if you want one, you can come see me. That's it. Rest in peace, Herman. Herman Shelton. CJ, keep your head up. I know you're dealing with a nice little ordeal, a family trouble right now. I think that's about it. Yeah, that's it. Till the next time.
I see Kenny Beecham and the rest of the guys Saturday at Colonial Beach. And we're going to get it in and have some fun. And till next Thursday, everybody take it easy, stay safe, and be good. Good night.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the special.